Matthew, I have dreams of bringing home the gold. What event would you compete in if you could be in the Olympics?
Ed, I'm a freestyle moguls guy.
Why?
I like the fact that it's just wide open.
All right.
You can do whatever you want.
I do the bobsled. I can wear a helmet, and I believe in gravity. Sochi, of course, is getting a lot of attention right now because of the Olympics. But you know another part of Russia.
Well, I worked on the Trans-Siberian for a couple of years, a few years back, and learned a lot about Russia. Went to school there in the 1980s in Moscow as an exchange student. It's a time capsule. When you travel through Siberia, it's as if someone basically set the clock back 100 years.
Well, I'd like you to kind of disabuse me of a notion here, because the picture I have in my brain when I hear the word Siberia is this,
Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah, it's this vast nothingness where people are sent because they've done something horrible. Tell me about why we should go see this place.
Well, the people are wonderful. They're very earthy. If you like vodka, you're in the right place. They're extremely warm. The villages are very quaint and charming. Siberia has a lot of interesting things going on. Of course, it borders Mongolia and many other countries along the way. It has the most northern Buddhist monastery just north of Mongolia, which is a fascinating place. They have these charming Wild West towns. And these larger cities like Novosibirsk, Ulan-Ude, and then, of course, you're right up against, when you go by train across Siberia, you're right up against Lake Baikal, which is the world's largest freshwater lake and a fascinating place and freezing to get into. If you have time and you'd like to take a trip like this, you need to block off a good chunk of time.
Yeah, what time of year?
Best time of year to go would probably be May, early June, early September, maybe throughout the month of September. It does get very hot there in July and August, so I would actually avoid that if you can. But you have fall foliage in the fall, and then in the springtime, wildflowers. And it's just one of those epic journeys. One of the great things about taking the train across Siberia is the people that you meet along the way. And you have a lot of time to have great conversations with people as you basically sit in your car, cabin, or in the dining room and look out the window and just see the earth roll by you.
Siberia is incredibly expansive. Do I have to take the train all the way across?
No. In fact, the trip that I led often would hang a right at Lake Baikal and head south across Mongolia and end in Beijing. So that's a very popular route. In fact, that's the one I would recommend. If you're thinking about traveling across Russia, think about combining it with a trip to Mongolia and ending in Beijing, because that is a wonderful trip.
Well, Russia has been in the news lately for some difficult issues. There are gay rights controversies over there. There's freedom of speech issues over there. But you say go anyway, regardless of how you feel about those issues.
Yes, I would. I think that history's really shown us that when you blockade a country and you separate a group of people, misunderstandings actually increase. So I would say go to Russia and have some lively exchanges with the people there. And I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised that it's not a big, scary place. It's a wonderful place that people are very warm. And I think that you'll actually improve relations by doing so.
A little tourist diplomacy.
That's right. Be a good ambassador.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Matthew Brumley is the founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He joins us every week at this time to talk about travel. We have a lot more information on Russia, on Siberia, all the things we've talked about today, on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.